Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton. Today I have with me Eric Wilkinson. We're going to talk about a lot of stuff. How's it going, Eric?
Hey, it's going well. Just going to hop inside for a sec from my sheep neighbor who seems to think they need to cut their lawn every single day because they really have nothing else to do.
Okay.
So now
we're
a little more quiet.
Oh, good. Good stuff. Well, I've something on my mind, but it's kind of related to the whole situation. But it's a friend of mine, John, is not doing well, and
I heard that.
I got worried, and anyway, let this be a reminder to everybody else that if you have a friend and they're not well, if you're not feeling well. Don't just disconnect from the world. People will worry about you. So that's the thing. Anyway, how are you doing, Eric?
I'm doing okay. I mean, I can understand that, wanting to disconnect because the noises get so much into your head of what's going on around and how it's just being ignored. And oh, my God, if I go to one more gathering with old friends and have them tell me how these things that are in the sky all day are contrails or that, Building 7 can fall from office fires, I'm just going to lose it.
I hear you. It's just like you're online, people get it. Like, and if you don't want to deal with them, you don't have to. But in a group of guys, your longstanding friends or whatever the case is, it's like your parents, your family, whatever. It's like night and day. It's like, you're lost. You're fucking lost.
It's even in these groups, James. It's even in these groups, as we've been showing with Claudio Marti all week. It's even in these groups it's happening. You know, I mean, do people not see the irony of only being allowed to talk about certain subjects? You're being censored within a truth group. And nobody seems to see the irony of that.
It's very ironic, for sure. It's like... I don't know. I'd like to tell the truth about something. No.
Right.
It's fucking ridiculous.
No, that's not the truth. Listen to me. I'll tell you what the truth is.
You're going to like the truth that I tell you. You better like it.
Oh, we're
going to
kick you out and block you.
Yeah. On my page, I've been sort of like, I say what I think, and people go with what I say. Some people do, not everybody. They're allowed to debate. But the idea is that I throw everything up, like Judy Wood, nukes, this, that theory, that theory, whatever. I even post up stuff from 8/9/11. Like, they put up some good pictures. I don't like everything they put out, but some stuff's pretty straightforward. Works for the whole deal, and, if it's related to 9/11, I'll put it up. Now, people are there. They're allowed to sort of scrutinize it, right? You're like,
sure.
I believe this, but not that. And if you want to talk about it, you can. It's fucking hilarious how that is, you know? Like, I was attacked by so many people, man, in the last 2 days. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
Me too.
You know, like, they don't know me at all. They have no idea who I am. They're just like, they're so judgmental. They're like, you don't know shit, you're a fucktard, blah, 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 blah. We're going to go after you or whatever. Like, some people looked into my personal life and they were going to expose stuff about me. There's nothing to expose, man. I'm an open book. Anyways, piss me off. Those people are assholes. And
that was a good point, James. There is nothing to expose. We're open books.
Look,
what are you going to expose?
Like, it has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with what's going on in the world on 9/11. And, you know, I'm accused. I'm making specific accusations against three people, Richard Gage, Ken Dock, and Claudio Marti. Claudio's just sort of like an afterthought. He came along last year, so... You know, his truth banners have attracted 4,000 people. Big deal. The other guys are the really big clowns. And I know you might like them, and I'm just going to say I have my reasons, and I can explain
like
them.
Like who? Which people? One of the other two you're talking about?
Yeah, the other two.
Hell no.
No, really? Okay. I saw a picture of you with Richard Gage, and I thought maybe, you know, you still have ties or whatever. I know some people that don't want to leave his side because they're so sucked in. But
I've been on the fence with Richard Gage for a long time, James. The only reason that I haven't gone full, you know, you're probably controlled opposition too, is just because of how many speaking engagements he's done and things of that nature. But when you look at the facts that you put out there, that they're putting all their eggs in the basket of Building 7 and getting an honest investigation based on that, which is never going to happen, and all they keep doing is asking for more money.
Yeah.
Give us more money.
We need more money. We want to cure cancer.
Give us more money.
Give
we'll
us
put
more
up more billboards that don't really exist.
Yeah.
I'm slowly coming around, and it's heartbreaking. It really does. It breaks my freaking heart when I have to come
I
to
just
the
made
realization
a graphic.
Of who these people are.
Just made a graphic I wrote. Yesterday I made the graphic. I'm going to use it as a template. It's like, did you know that the Twin Towers came down on 9/11? Just sort of like they keep writing, did you know that a third building fell? I was like, no. and most people are like, no. You know, so you have to build it up from the ground for these people. Let's see. On 9/11 at 5:20, blah, 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 blah. And Building 7 and Larry Silverstein, no. Meanwhile, they saw the Twin Towers. They saw them come down. They can watch them anytime. They can just punch in collapse Tower 1. You know, boom, it's coming down on their screen. Building 7 is the same deal, but most people in the world don't know what it is. Why would they beat this dog to death for, like, I don't know how long, it's been many years. And it's not, if you want to attract a woman, okay, are you going to put on the stinky deodorant or are you going to put on the really fucking, good stuff? You know? If you want people in your circle, are you going to talk about, like, the ugly orange building next to the Twin Towers? That was half the size. Wasn't nearly as impressive. Like, I don't know. It's not even about that at all. But the collapses of the Twin Towers sure as fuck were pretty impressive. And they came down in 11 seconds. That doesn't scream controlled demolition right there. These people are fucktards, man. Makes me so mad.
Yep, absolutely. And you know what? I've been told by some people that by getting outraged and getting freaking angry and belligerent about it doesn't work. Well, you know what? It doesn't seem like anybody listens if you just talk in monotone. We have a million different shows and different radio hosts that aren't getting it. Which one gets the most attention? That lunatic, what they would call lunatic Alex Jones, who's screaming.
Right.
And, you know, he might be controlled opposition in a way too, but at least people are paying attention and waking up because of him. You know, I'll give him credit to that point. But,
yeah, it's just he
just sitting
it's sort of like
saying nothing is not working.
It's like a race with these little bunnies at the other end, and it's your little bunny. And you're like, come on, little bunny, come on, little bunny. And like, come into the corral, come into the corral. You know, like, they're corralling people. So we're trying to get all the bunnies into our little corral so we can affect them. And sort of like be like, okay, here's the deal. You're allowed to think whatever you want, or you're going to think what we say you have to think, or we're going to tell you lies, and you're going to get all fucked up. That's Alex Jones. He bugs me so much. Really, he does. But he deals with a lot of stuff other than 9/11. But he said stuff like no planers are crazy, and they're the worst of the fucking conspiracy theorists, and all this shit. And he's meanwhile, you know, he's married to a Jew, and he won't talk about Zionism. And, you know, like, Alex, you're really not a part of this whole thing? Come on!
Well, I did an interview with Wolfgang Halbig from Sandy Hook, you know, the guy who's just trying to break it open. And he seemed like a real genuine guy. And even he was starting to question Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura. He said, if we can convince people finally that this was a hoax and that, you know, because this was something that, you know, you had millions of Americans that saw this and were just shattered by these kids being killed. If we can convince people of that, then we can break everything wide open. He said 9/11, is a good one, but it's so old, and Sandy Hook is it's still out there. And again, you know, in his last
the fake blood
hearing,
is still fresh.
I mean, there's just so much that says it's a hoax, and in his last hearing, the opposing attorney actually called his witnesses and told them not to show up, and it was not held against them. I mean, what?
I haven't really. I have, you know, my friend Tim Sinzimer. He really focuses on this and on all the false flags. I just focus on 9/11. Like, I got to keep a specialty, and because if I diversify, I get lost. And not lost. It's pretty straightforward stuff. It's like that's a lie. That's a lie. They're lying about that. That's a lie. That's a hoax. That's a hoax. You know, it's all fucking straight up shit. And I'm more inclined to believe people who have been working on studying that shit than any policeman, any detective, anyone who works for the government, anyone who's on the media, anyone in the government. You know, they're all fucking so full of shit. But anyways, Sandy Hook
is it just at this point that people just don't care? Could that be it? The majority of especially Americans just don't care? Because you go to other countries, when you speak with the people from other countries, most of them are completely aware and know that 9/11 was a false flag. They know it. The people here don't, where it happened. Amazing.
Because it's still people are conditioned by the media on a daily basis. And they're subliminals, eh? I was just watching this thing on the 1960s national anthem that went on for 10 years. It was a subliminal message in the fucking text on the bottom of the screen. It was saying, trust your government and believe in corporations, buy, you know, all this stuff. This is blasted at people for 10 years. And you can download it. It's on the net. That is eye-opening, you know? Like, oh, the government would do that? Oh, really? Okay, so what are they doing now? Anyways. You're right about other countries. But other countries are sort of like have an outsider view. They're like, they're the sober second thought. They're next to, they step outside of the whole situation and can look at it objectively. And Americans are sort of like, this happened to us. This is why all this stuff's happening. Seems justified. Don't want to admit guilt that our country's murdered 2.5 million people. That all these wars are a lie. That the media is lying to us. That our whole world is going to collapse around us if we figure it out. You know,
we're threatening Syria again because we're saying that because Al Qaeda is trying to fucking trying to come in and destroy Syria, and apparently Al Qaeda is now our buddies. If people don't know it, people don't know this yet. We armed and funded Al Qaeda, and now they're our friends. But only, less than 15 years ago, they were supposedly responsible for the Twin Towers. By the way, did we go into Saudi Arabia? Because I thought there was 19 hijackers with box cutters from Saudi Arabia and a guy in a cage named Osama bin Laden that orchestrated this. Who did we go attack? Did we go attack them? No, we went and attacked Iraq. How about we start with that instead of building 7? It's like if England invaded us, we went to war with Germany. It doesn't make any sense.
Right.
It's so backwards. Everything's they invert reality so well, and people buy into it. You know, I started losing my voice the last couple of days because my last couple of shows, it's been I've been a little
letting it out,
a little
right
loud.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good stuff. Well,
take a breath, Eric.
Where do we go? I mean, you want to talk about Sandy Hook? Lots of people know. There's tons of evidence on the net. I mean, it can't all be censored. They just won't. They can't. They don't have enough manpower to censor everybody, but they do it. But it's there. If you want to know the truth, you can find it in like a minute. You know,
there's no
and,
live
and don't
footage.
Be skeptical.
There's no live footage
there's
from
so
the
many,
scene.
There's so much shit.
There's no live. They have security cameras there, but there's no live footage.
There's no way into the school. I don't even know what was going on there. You know, like I know that the doors with numbers had different numbers on the placard next to the door, So, and then there's footage where people are, it's like inserted by green screen, and people walk right through walls and shit. And there's all kinds of weird stuff in that place, man.
Trauma helicopters didn't come. There were porta potties on scene before trauma helicopters.
There's a sign where it says,
give me a break.
There's a sign where it says, extras come over here for whatever to meet. It's on a sign.
Yes.
Next
the check-in
to everybody.
Sign.
And there's a fucking ton of shit for that.
And the scumbag Posner, who is one of the parents of supposedly a kid who showed up in a picture of who died in Pakistan, too. He's shut down my YouTube channel. He's trying to do a copyright infringement on me again out of nowhere. This guy has six different aliases. You got to use your real name on YouTube. He's in violation. They're not going after him, though. So now I'm going to have a copyright strike on my record for life because of this guy.
Posner, who is he? Is he the...
Noah Posner. His name's Lenny Posner. Noah Posner's son supposedly died at Sandy Hook, and apparently a few years later he died in Pakistan, too, because their picture of him surfaced.
Right. Yeah, like they were...
But they're not crisis actors now.
No.
Unbelievable. You never see any of the parents cry. They don't even cry. And get this one. Here's the biggest one, I think, out of all of them. Not one of the parents wanted to see their child. They did not want to identify. They identified their children by pictures. Now, as I'm a parent, and I'm not going to want to see my kid and make sure. I'm going to trust a picture.
Yeah,
you can't make this shit up.
It's fucking ridiculous.
I couldn't make it up if I tried.
Mm.
It's insane. That goes along with the gun grab, of course, you know, which isn't happening, of course. They don't want a gun.
Well,
why would they want those? Only every dictator in the world has taken our guns. yeah.
Fucking, you see these occasions, like I've weeded out the bad guys out of my friends fairly good. You know, I got 1,000. I keep it at that. It's like, it's not hard to get 1,000 so-called friends or whatever on Facebook. I'm not a collector, but the point is, rarely do I see some asshole that's a friend come up and stick some crap in my face. But occasionally it happens. And forgot what I was talking about, but that someone showed me something. I forgot what the fuck it was.
Well, you make a good point. I got like 5,000 friends, and I only hear from about 50. That's
okay.
Why I put what I did on my page today. If you think that these persistent contrails in the sky are really contrails, if you don't believe 9/11 was an inside job, and I've done it a few times, get the fuck off my friends list. Go away.
Right. Some of them may want to
stick around.
What are
you doing here still? Are you using me for entertainment purposes now?
No, they'd be using. They'd either fuck with your head, or they'd fuck around with you, or they just want to spy on you, or you know, all this wonderful stuff.
Right. I look at what I'm supposed to now. Wow, he's a nut.
Oh, remember that guy with the Joker face that I told you about?
He contacted me.
Did he? What was his
name? Devin Roach. Proper name, Roach.
Okay.
Oh, he said that we're going about it all the wrong way, and we're putting preschool and half-ass phone interviews and videos together. And him and about 150 other people are going to expose all the shills. Now, dude, let me get this right. You don't have one picture of your face. You're a Joker.
Right.
You have a picture of the Joker, but you're going to go out and you're going to save the world? I mean, either you have delusions of grandeur or you're just an idiot.
I think he's an idiot.
So he contacted me and decided to let me know that he was going to take
care
of it.
He's the one who had the personal information about me, which I don't know how he got unless he had access to it.
He did?
Yeah. He's the one who told me that I confessed. I fessed up, man. I take meds, man. You know, like, it's nobody's business. And if you're going to expose that on me, well, I'll expose it before you because I have nothing to hide, like I've told you. I mean, fuck, man. What if I had a no leg? Are you going to tell the world, he's got just one leg, that guy? Don't talk to him. You know, like, okay, I got no leg, god damn it. You know, like, actually, I do. I have both my legs. But the point is, like, it's
oh, no, you did?
Bullshit tactic. It's a, you know,
gotcha.
you're gonna rat me out to the world about something that, you know, I can't fucking help it, being who I am. So I'm not going to be ashamed of it, and I'm not going to hide it. That's something they're going to do, because they're scumbags. But this is what I want to say, is that He told me that you're unstable, that you're that you know people in the FBI and stuff and CIA.
I already heard there are some good people up there.
I believe you.
Believe it or not, not everybody is a bad guy up there. Most are.
Right.
Well, and of course, I'm not going to use their names.
No, I'm not asking for that. I was going to say, like, that when someone approaches you in that level, you know they're scum, so you don't even deal with them. You know, you're just like, fuck them.
Right.
Like, I don't know. Is he one of the guys you considered a good guy back the back at base?
I never considered him a good guy at all. Never.
Okay.
At one second. I do not trust people who have absolutely no pictures of them. They don't list anything about themselves. I'm not saying you have to put your life out there like for the world to see, but I mean, it's pretty obvious that what I do for a living is what I do for a living. I have tons of pictures of me, tons of pictures of where I work, but suddenly, how do I work for the CIA and FBI?
Right.
You know, I got people contacting me going, thanks for training me tonight, Eric. Really? I'm an FBI agent. Are you serious? But you have a picture of a fucking Joker? and we're supposed to think that you're legit? Get out of here.
Yeah. Fuck. And their shit's, like, way more professional in my ass. There's just more assholes in one group than there are fewer normal people in a small group. Doesn't mean that you're, like, superior or, you know, even that you're more coordinated or organized or capable, you know. Like, half these guys can't even, more than half, maybe 95% of them, none of them actually can come close to my Photoshop skills. I can destroy them with one.
They're amazing, man.
Yeah?
Yeah, amazing. Just I'm blown away by what you're doing with the freaking designs you've made of showing exactly. You came up with a thing in Loose Change that they didn't even have the columns going the right way.
Yeah.
That's the first time I've ever heard of that before.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't like being like, yeah, I'm really fucking awesome, I'm cool, man. But, you know, I am. No, just kidding. I like to say the good things that are, you know, that are important to note. But I pat myself on the back occasionally, but maybe to make a point. I'm not always talking. I'm not hyper ego. I'm very altruistic, and these people don't know about that stuff. Eh? They don't know about being good people and doing the right thing. They just like they're part of a group, and they've been like a pack of rats. They're just like
people they are accusing of being brainwashed.
Yeah,
they're being brainwashed like the people they're calling sheep. It's ridiculous, utterly ridiculous. And you know what? It only took me a few months and you a few months to figure it out.
Right. That's, you know, I was a little hesitant at first, you know, with all this this bullshit that I'm not saying I knew very well, but there's that, I told you, like, a long time ago, someone told me, don't trust this guy. He's related to this guy or whatever. And, that was a long time ago, and I told you about that, and you explained it, and I'm like, okay, take it at face value, and don't judge, and let's see where this goes. After three phone calls with you, I'm pretty fucking sure, that you're totally bang on, that you're a righteous good guy, and I'm so fucking glad to know you, man.
Right back at you, man, same thing, and I told you I like your balls. You know, you just say it. Put it out there.
Yeah.
Who cares what anybody else thinks? You're just telling it like it is. And you know what? If I'm wrong about some of this stuff, if I'm wrongly accusing somebody, then I have no problem apologizing and saying I was wrong. And they're right in there, when you talk about guys like Fraudio Marty and Ken Doc, they never apologize. They ask other people to apologize, but they will not do it. They are never wrong.
Right.
Even when I catch them in a lie on air, they still don't admit it and they still don't apologize. It's sickening. It's pathetic.
These, you know, it's not just that they're bad characters. I think they're deliberately misguiding everybody. And they're the first to tell you that you're a disinformer and that you're a liar. And they'll make shit up about you. And they'll, you know, this is not good. These people should not be running this fucking enterprise, man.
No.
This should be being run by truthful, honest, good people. Fuck, it's about the... like, need I say it again, 2.5 million people are dead. And that's, like, brutal shit, man. And they could still be alive if we'd stem 9/11, like, say, 12 years ago or so. I don't know, man. There's a lot of death, and it's all because of a big, fat lie. And if these guys are in charge, they're not helping anything. They're fucking hindering it. So they need to go, and I'm trying to get that message out. And I dropped out with Claudio. I'm like, I think he's just a piece of shit small fry. Like, but these other two are big guys, big fish, and I want to see them fry.
Right, and you put them all together, and then they make a bigger fish. You put these little fish together, they make a big fish. That's what I've been trying to get out to people, too. I've had people say that. Why are you even going after him? He ain't shit, even if he thinks he's shit. Well, you put all these little fish together, and we got something big here, because last time I looked, I don't know anything that's bigger than social media right now for 9/11 Truth. Is there anything else? I don't see it in the newspapers. I don't see it in magazines or on mainstream media. So that's our biggest tool to get the word out there.
Right.
So I think it is a big deal to go after these guys. I'm glad I found somebody else who sees it the same way.
Yeah, well, and I want to say this. They're the first people to say, oh, you're attacking the movement. And I'm like,
yep.
No, I'm not. I'm attacking three motherfuckers who are assholes who don't belong in the movement. The movement will still be there. So take your fucking bullshit and shove it up your ass, because I don't want to hear it.
Say it now.
We're both
saying it now. We are not attacking individual movements. We are attacking individual people.
Very much. Fair enough.
Very much.
That's what it is.
Don't put that shit out there anymore.
Yeah, fuck. People are full of shit, man, sometimes. They want to be part of a group, and they don't want to be on the losing team. Well, it ain't about the losing or winning team. It's all how you look at the whole fucking grand scheme of it. It's about survival in the end. And, you know, there's so much more to this. Like you said, Sandy Hook, and there's, you know, 50 other false flags, and there's the tanks rolling down the tracks, and FEMA, and the Walmarts, and the underground tunnels, and blah, 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 blah. There's so much fucking shit that's going on. It's so hard for everybody to put it all together, be able to say, we're going to get ass rammed very soon. So people are more inclined to be like, I want to see the Dodgers play on the weekend, you know, like, or whatever. Let's make some barbecue. Let's go swimming. It's a nice summer. I don't know, like, maybe the last summer is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. And this, you know, if you investigate this Jade Helm a little deeper, this is so much more than just troops in our streets and martial law. It's about the AI. It's about the takeover. It's artificial intelligence. It's about them gathering data on everyone and, you know, putting computers and robots into use, which will, you know, not hesitate to take out a target. They don't feel. They don't have empathy. That's what's going on. Everything's already connected. Your computers spy on you. Your TV spies on you. Your freaking fridge spies on you now. It's all about AI, and they're gathering information to master the human domain.
Jesus H. Yeah, well,
yeah.
I told you, you know, you heard the GON thing.
What
they have the barium and strontium has been dumped on us for many years now. And it's gotten into our bodies through ingestion, breathing, eating, whatever. The aluminum has another property. It blocks out vitamin D. And so it's killing us, and it's also tracking us. So we become antennas from head to toe, walking around through satellites and a massive fucking quantum computer, which is leagues ahead of anything that's out there. Because, of course, the military gets everything first, tracking every single human being on the planet in a database. And a massive fucking AI computer. It's called GeoInt. And they used it first with the Iraq War with Jade 2. Jade 2 was an exercise to see if they could properly track everybody that they scanned and tagged. Retinal scans, that kind of stuff. And they, you know, so if they left and came back and the people were all in different places, they could target an individual, even if he's behind a wall or in a house or wherever. You know, he's over there. Bang! You know, gone. And So the other thing is, like, there's direct energy weapons for sure. There totally are. I mean, I saw a thing recently with the Navy destroying a target from a ship. It exists.
Oh,
I don't,
there's hundreds
I don't,
of them.
Yeah.
And that's probably a low estimate.
They could be airborne, or they could be on satellites. But the point is,
absolutely,
they
or
can
under
fry
the water.
Anyone they want to.
Mm-hmm.
They could just say, "Oh, spontaneous combustion." They could fry someone if they wanted to, and they don't do all this shit. They don't take over our computers, and they don't do a lot of stuff because now isn't the time yet to start fucking with us on that level. But they can. It's possible.
Ken is firing all the good people in the military because of it, the ones that won't fire on citizens, the ones that why are we purging the military of all these good guys, these good people? Why are we doing this? So we can go to computers. So we can go to people who will fire on people. It's very obvious.
Right. Yeah. If you're not going to be a henchman for evil, you're fired.
Right.
That's pretty sick. And yeah, not just there's the induction of the Mexicans into the military. I've heard it called the proxy army, where they may be inducted into America as Americans in quick time, and join the military, but they don't have any connection to anybody in America. They don't give a fuck. They'll shoot you, your dog, your wife, your kid.
That's it. They don't know the rules. They don't know what posse comitatus is. They've never heard of it. They don't care.
Right.
They just know they just came from a shithole third world country, and now they have all this money, all these benefits, and I'll pull the trigger. Shit, you guys stole half of the south, or actually the north of Mexico from us a long time ago anyway, in the Mexican War. They think Mexico's president actually came out about a year ago and said that they want Texas back. And Arizona back. And they should have it back. And this just kind of went over everybody's head, too. If a president of another country says we're going to take parts of the U.S. back, you think there'd be more of an alarm raised. But, you just said it yourself, the Mexican induction into the army.
Everybody's been hypnotized by this American culture of, like, the illusion of choice and the freedom to be lazy when you're not working. And, there's a lot of people still working, not exactly middle class, but that's most of Americans. And who wants to be scared of what's going on? Who wants to be afraid? People just want to live in an illusion. And it's the sad fact that this could be our demise, is that these people don't get it, and because of them, they're less than there should be of the people that do. And when you don't prepare and you don't, when you don't spread the word, you're kind of like a useless piece of shit. So what do you think?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, lots of people have said it straight up. I'd rather die standing and fighting than on my knees with a blindfold over my eyes. I'm not going out that way. I'm not letting my kids go out that way. I'm not letting humanity go out that way. I'm going to fight tooth and nail to the end, because at least I can say in my heart and my soul I tried to do the right thing. And then fuck what anybody else thinks about me. Fuck what they think. Honestly, it's time to try to do the right thing. And we're coming up towards a mass extinction. You brought up the barium and the strontium, and in the metals that are being sprayed in the sky. I mean, these are interacting with other chemicals in the sky, and it's. Global warming was a myth, but they are artificially making it happen now. Climate change is happening, but they're making it happen. They're making the climate change. That's why we have all these fires in California and a drought.
We can
seed clouds to make rain, but we have droughts. Come on, people. Get up off your ass. And, what we want to say, I know what I want to say, and I know I don't want people like Pete Santelli and Alex Jones to say, time to fucking take up arms and take our republic back. But the second I say that, I got to look out my window, because I'm going to be carted off to some camp never to be seen again if I say that. So we're going to continue to fight this info war. Which war has ever been won by fighting it on the info war? Which one is that? I've never seen that one, because it's not working here. Never seen a war won by computers.
I'll email you to death. I'm gonna send a nasty picture to you. Well, it's sort of like it's what comes out of the info. If you interpret it and you act on it, this is where the word becomes mightier than the sword. And I love chatting with you because a lot of good stuff comes out. And I've made calls like you just did to everybody. You know, like, everybody, fuck, man, pay attention. This is important. You know, take your head out of your ass. That's my favorite one. It's like telling someone to take their head out of their ass. I think it's pretty. I have a picture of a guy with his head up his ass, and I used to stick that up all the time. But making light of what's very, very serious, but still knowing it's very, very serious, it makes it easier. Instead of being totally doom and gloom, like laughing
about. Yeah, we gotta laugh so we don't cry. That's the way I've always looked at it.
Kids will be better
I mean,
off.
I would. I'd be freaking screaming and crying for the rest of my life if I didn't try to laugh.
Yeah, totally, man. Humor gets to people. Like, they use it in commercials. They use it in movies and stuff. There's this thing I've said a lot is fight fire with fire. Like, they come at us with bullshit. I'm saying don't go at them with bullshit, but use the medium that they use. So make stuff into, like, commercials and, like, news broadcasts. Make fake journalism, but real journalism, but not. They're the fake ones anyway. So, advertisements, like on in a magazine or whatever. You can use Photoshop and make a little ad and employ humor and make the message very serious, you know, like, and if it's good, put a lot of thought into it. It gets passed around like a son of a bitch. And it gets to all the right people. So I think that, this info war is real, but it's what you take from it. You know, like, if you're just some doorknob who doesn't know anything about what's going on and you get one of these memes, you probably won't even understand it. And but people that do get it, it goes into their mind, and then they go out there and they talk to people, and it's some of it's connected to that. So
it is scary, though, when people who I believe do get it, they hear me on air with somebody like Claudio Marti. They hear me say, you know what, here's my problem. I was kicked out of the Face of Truth because I started believing in no planes. And then he says, no, you weren't. And then I say, well, your policy statement says that you can only believe this, this, and this, and if you believe this, and this, then we don't want you. No, we don't. We don't say that. And then I go on the frickin' page, and I read the policy statement, which it says you cannot believe in nukes or no planes, or we don't want you in this group. And then he still says, no, I didn't say that. No, any theories can be in here. And people who are supposedly awake are hearing me say this and hearing him lie, and they're still buying into it. That's what scares me, James, is that we have awake people that are still asleep. And we have little time to go, man. Such little time to go.
There's a line in it's from the words of God. There are lying deceivers, and they will not see the light. So first of all, they're lying to you and they're deceiving you. But there's more to it. But I like the term lying deceivers because they will say that they're awake, but they are not. And you will know that they're not, and they will not know that they aren't because they believe their lies, their own lie. And you know, you I think you're pretty awake, but
that is so true, James. They're buying into their own bullshit. They're believing their own lies, like somebody who lies so much that they actually believe their lies, and then you have to make more lies to cover those lies. Eventually, it comes up and bites you in the ass.
Right.
You hear me, truth leaders? Eventually, it's going to come get you. And when it does, it's not going to be pretty at all. Which is probably why you don't use your picture or your real name. Not because you're worried about your family. Because you're worried when people find out what you've done, how bad you've deceived them, how much time and energy and they put their whole heart and soul into believing in you. Once they find out that you are a fraud and you work for the other side, Yeah, you better hide. You better hide. You talk about pitchforks coming out.
How many farmers do you know? that was perfect, man. You know, what's got to be said is got to be said. I did a 3D graphic. I put up a picture as my profile. It was the towers. And someone was like, accused me of like being a shill because I didn't put up my own face. And I was like, oh, damn. I'm not a shill.
Wow.
I won't even bother with this guy. I'll just put my face back up because I'm not scared and nobody else should be scared either. If we're all not scared, then we're fucking forced to be reckoned with. And it can happen, like, my hands are occupied, but I'd snap my finger and go, that. It can happen like that. The right catalyst, if you will, in their own choice of words. You know, they may do it to us. They may make us do it. They may bring it on or elicit it. And just again, to recap, When the shepherd's like, come on, little sheep, let's go, the sheep follow. They're like, okay. And where are we going? I don't know. But we're going wherever we're going because that's where the shepherd's taking us. Okay, well, when there's real shepherds out there who guide sheep in the right direction, the sheep are sure to go, you know, like they're going to follow along. And so there's 6 billion human beings on Earth that are potential to be awake or are awake, and there's a handful of assholes who think they can control the entire fucking world and make us their slaves. What do you think is going to happen?
We're going to be slaves as I mean, we almost are at that point where we are enslaved into a world of virtual reality, into a world of denial, into a world of I mean, if I hear one more time about dancing with the stars, dancing without the stars, dancing with monkeys, honey boo boo, honey this, honey that, honeybees are dying. I mean, it's insane, the distraction. And the more I go back to the AI thing, the more we integrate with these computers, the more we're falling right into the trap, the more we integrate into just watching TV and not going out there and doing something. I mean, start your own independent radio stations. Not hard to do. Write an article. Try to write an article for your local newspaper. You know, try to do something. But do something. Mm-hmm. You know, do something about it. And when you accuse people like you and I of being shills, I mean, get the fuck out. Are you kidding? You think I'm going to risk my reputation, my family's reputation, my children? I mean, I have a pretty decent life where I'm at right now. I'm just doing this for fun. No, I don't think you're just doing it because it's just so much fun. I mean, sometimes it's fun. Let's face it, it's fun fighting evil. But, I mean,
yeah.
We're putting a lot on the line to put this out there. And, you know, I'm even risking my vocal cords at this point.
God damn it. Rest up. Stop yelling at people.
Right. I've never lost my voice before. But this week was different. This week, I've never seen so many trolls and agents come at me this week as I have in the entire time I've been doing this the past year almost.
Well, it was kind of a good thing, I think. It was if it just kept going the way it was, I don't think anything would ever change.
No, I
personally felt like if I didn't say something about Claudio now, I would never. It would just be way harder later. You know, it was already hard,
mm-hmm.
but it'd be harder later. But we're out of time, bud. Good show, and
great show.
They'd have a popsicle or something, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely, my friend.
All right, bud. We'll talk later.
Thanks
All right,
for
bud.
Having me.
No problem.
God bless.
God bless.